3.19.
How long have you been on the Archers?
Well, I celebrated 30 years on the Archers this June.
Which character do you play?
I play a character called David Archer, who is a farmer, who is the son of Phil Archer, who in turn was the son of Dan Archer, who was the very first Mr. Archer back in 1951 when the programme started.
What kind of person is David Archer?
Well, David is, some might say he's a bit thick. Thick meaning stupid. He's not. He's a simple soul. He's extremely honourable. He's extremely hardworking. He's honest. He's dependable. But he's a farmer, and that's the most important thing in his life, is making the farm work and keeping his family together.
How much did you know about life on a farm before you joined the cast?
Well, unusually, I actually knew a bit because I'd worked on farms when I was a child, and I was in fact born on a sheep station in Tasmania. And so when I was a boy, I used to go and work casually at the local farm. And then also my father in the 1970s gave up being an advertising executive and went off down to Devon to live off the land. And so he started this 10-acre organic small holding in Devon, and my wife and I went down and helped him to get that going. So I've got quite a lot of practical experience on the farm.
Is that an exception
Yes.
in the Archers?
Yes, most of the actors don't know one end of a cow from the other, to be honest.
Do you think that country and city people react to the Archers in a different way?
Yes, they do. City people look at Ambridge, which is the village that we live in, as a kind of an English ideal of the countryside. It's an old-fashioned England where everybody's nice to each other. There's not much crime. There aren't any yellow lines so that you can't park. And that's, I think, what they love about it. And from the country people, what they tend to like is the fact that they all say, that's exactly like the village that I live in. There's the vicar, there's the doctor, there's the person who runs the pub, and there's the bossy woman who runs around trying to organise everybody, you know.
Would you actually like to live on a farm yourself, or do you?
We've got a cottage in Norfolk, so I'm up in the country every weekend. And also I was brought up in the country until I was 21. We lived just north of London in Hertfordshire. So I'm a country boy at heart. And you know.
Have you ever lived in a city?
Yeah, we do now. I mean, I've lived in London since, for 30 years. So I'm a country boy who's could have ended up in the town, because that's where the work is.
Thank you very much.
My great pleasure.